You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The William Hill Politics Podcast. Listen at audioboom.com. Subscribe via the iTunes Music Store. Check out all the odds at williamhill.com.
Less tumultuous times in the world of politics, and of course that means there could be some value bets to be found. Betting available on politics on the William Hill website or on the app. And one of the biggest questions at the moment is who is going to be the next Prime Minister? Well, to hopefully provide some sort of answer to that, my name's John Gibby and I'm joined by Andy Excel. Hello Andy, how are you?
Good afternoon.
William Hill Trader is with us to take a look at this market. And in the next Prime Minister betting, Jeremy Corbyn is currently the 4-1 favourite. Boris Johnson is 6-1. Dominic Raab also 6-1. Sajid Javid is 7-1. Jacob Rees-Mogg also 7-1. And David Davis at 7-1. 9-1 for Michael Gove. 12-1 Jeremy Hunt. 14 Andrea Leadsom and Penny Mordaunt. And it's 25-1 bar. So I suppose the first thing you notice when you look at that, Andy, is, well, obviously Jeremy Corbyn, as we know, he's almost certainly going to be leading Labour into the next general election, is holding up a fair amount of the betting as the 4-1 favourite. But after that, when you get to the Conservatives, they're almost all leavers.
Well, yeah, the first three or four definitely are Boris Johnson, Dominic Raab, David Davis and Rees-Mogg. They're all leave campaigners. Could Boris get it now, really? Mm. Has he not blotted his coffee book enough? So I've doubts there. Dominic Raab just can't keep his mouth shut at the moment. So, you know, he's saying a lot of things, but is he being a bit too obvious? That would be the worry there. Like David Davis walked away from the Brexit job, so can you trust him with the top job if he's just going to walk away when it gets a bit difficult? Could be a question. Jacob Rees-Mogg has come out and said he doesn't want it, and he's never had any top job. Now, Normally the winner of this has had one of the big three or four jobs in the cabinet, and he's never had a cabinet post, so can't really see him. I think there might actually be a bit of a false front to this market, to be honest.
So are we looking for someone potentially at a bigger price when we're thinking about who might be the winning selection here?
I think so. That's where my personal money is, which I might come on to in a little bit. But the next three in the betting, Sajid Javid, Michael Gove and Jeremy Hunt, are all remainers, which to me says they're going to struggle to win the Conservative MP constituency, as it were. So again, I think they're all a little bit too short.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because it never went to the ballot of the members between Theresa May and Andrea Leadsom last time. Mm. We didn't really learn much about how the fact that May herself was a Remainer, albeit quite a quiet one, might have had an impact on that.
Well, yeah, and at that time, I think they felt they wanted a Remainer because it was like a 50-50 split vote almost. So yeah, you've got Leadsom in there at 14-1, who was a leaver, and Penny Mordaunt. Now, I think Mordaunt's positioned better than Leadsom. And again, does the fact that Leadsom stepped aside last time act as a mark against her? Possibly. I couldn't put you off Penny Mordaunt. I think that's all right at 14. The other two that were in that I would give a mention to, Amber Rudd's just come back into the cabinet. And I think is a very sound politician. But again, she almost took one for the team with her resignation because she's sort of covered for her predecessor, who just happens to be one Theresa May when she stepped down. So she almost took one for the team there. The other one that we've got in at 40-1, which I've sort of had a chat with the other traders related to politics and said is one I'd like to keep on our side, is the Defence Secretary, Gavin Williamson. Gone as quiet as a church mouse where everybody else is kicking off. And he's a shrewd campaigner. So I can see him working in the background trying to pick a few votes up. So him at 40-1 is where my personal money is.
You mentioned, interestingly, that he does come across as being quite shrewd. I'd noticed that on some of his social media accounts recently, he's been posting some quite personal things, stuff staying away from the main controversy that's going on surrounding Brexit. And I think that when you're thinking about, obviously this isn't just betting for the next Tory leader, but for the next Prime Minister. So this person almost certainly going to lead the next Tory leader, almost certainly going to lead the Tories into a general election. I think average voters, everyday people on the street, they like someone who they can sort of relate to a bit. And I think maybe that's one of the concerns that people have with Theresa May at the moment. A lot of her answers when she is interviewed, it comes across as a little bit scripted.
Yes, and, you know, her campaign in the last general election was nothing short of disastrous. Mm. And that's probably led to a gradual demise, not only the Brexit thing. But, Gavin Williamson, he does tend to give you a forthright answer. You might not like all of them, and I certainly wouldn't like all of them, but I'm not bothered whether I like him. I just wonder whether he's going to be the next leader.
Yeah. Any that we want to put in a mention for at a big price? The problem is, the bigger you go in the betting, is you get quite a lot of Labour politicians sneaking into the fold. And as we've mentioned, when we're thinking about the next Prime Minister, there could well be a general election in the near future. Mm-hmm. And even if we wait for the full parliamentary cycle, in the unlikely event that happens, there's a very good chance Jeremy Corbyn's still going to be the leader of Labour anyway.
Absolutely. There's, you know, almost to back anybody at Labour apart from Corbyn, three things have got to happen. First of all, Theresa May's got to lose a vote of no confidence, or there's got to be a snap election. Secondly, he's got to be replaced as leader, which is unlikely, like you say. So there's some decent candidates out there, like Keir Starmer and Emily Thornberry. But there's a lot of things got to happen for them to feature in. Interestingly, the biggest loser in the book, I had a quick look this morning, believe it or not, this is who's remembered him? Talking about Brexit, Nigel Farage.
Really?
Is the biggest loser in the book. Now, he's a massive 150 to 1, so it doesn't take a lot of money, but he's the biggest loser in the book at the moment. So
it would seem almost more likely, and obviously we're going into hypotheticals here, rather than actually him becoming, you know, Prime Minister conventionally, him sort of getting upset at what's happening in UKIP at the moment, joining the Tories and somehow becoming leader of them. I don't really see that happening, but that seems a likelier route in becoming Prime Minister.
Yeah, which, you know, you would have said, no, that can't possibly happen. But then they said that about a certain Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
And the only other way it can happen is like the French situation, where somebody forms a populist party outside of the known setup, which, you know, there's a big saying that in the electorate at the moment they're sick to the death of the current party system. So if somebody did form a new party like Farage and something like that, but there's a reason that's 150 to 1, because you're a long way from that happening. But a popularist candidate like that, you never know.
You mentioned those towards the head of the betting, the likes of Boris Johnson and Jacob Rees-Mogg. Obviously, they're quite divisive figures. When we're thinking about who might be the next Prime Minister, who might be the next Conservative leader, how much is being a divisive figure going to hurt your chances? You've got a divided party, you've got a divided country, you've got a divided parliament, you've got all of everything's divided. Someone like Theresa May, she has her critics, but she's a bit more middle of the road than a lot of other Conservatives.
Yeah, she's a politician, she makes deals, and that's what she's trying to do here. She's picked up the impossible task. There's no way she can make everybody happy. She's actually ended up making nobody happy, but that's, you know, and she's made many a mistake. But yeah, the other, they tend to sit directly one side of the fence or the other. But I'd say, to win this competition, you've got to form alliances. Now, Boris has got a history of getting into bed with many people, but that's a different story.
Yeah, well, I think the less said about that, the better. So when we're thinking about a main selection in the next Prime Minister market, just to sum up, what way are you looking?
I think it's such a wide open market. I think at the moment we've got Theresa May in to win, odds on to win the vote of confidence.
Yeah.
So she could well be there to the next election. So that's why Corbyn is favourite, to be honest, because we're wondering whether we're even going to get to this stage. But that's all the intrigue, isn't it?
It's difficult, isn't it? Because if the Conservatives in Parliament who don't like Theresa May can't even get 15% of the Conservative parliamentarians or MPs to put in this letter that they need to trigger the vote of no confidence, how on earth are they then supposed to find the extra 36% that they need to defeat her?
Well, that's it. It becomes a knocking people out gradually thing, which you know, that's why it's so wide open, and that's why I'd more look towards the bigger prices at this stage, because I think there's enough you can find reasons to go against all of the front runners really in the Conservative market. But yeah, it's wide open, and that, we'll see what happens if she loses a vote of confidence. But once that does, that's, the Conservative Party are brilliant at infighting and intrigue, and that's where their qualities are. And it would be really interesting to see what happens.
Finally, Andy, I'll ask you, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think Theresa May is going to lose her vote no confidence? Do you think we're going to have a general election? Do you think we have a second Brexit referendum? What's going to happen? Easy question.
Predict that. I don't think the Conservatives are going to let a second vote happen. I don't think the people's vote is going to happen. I think she probably may well survive the vote of no confidence. That's why it's odds on. So I think she'll probably be there now until the next election, because I think she'll step down before the next election. I think that's what will happen.
Of her own accord?
Yes. Yeah. I think she'll win this vote with no confidence, stay on until Brexit is done, deal, whatever form it takes, and then say, right, a David Cameron thing, before the next election, I'm stepping down and somebody else can take over, because she didn't fight a good campaign for the last general election, so she won't want another go, I don't think.
Well, all the betting available on politics and, of course, on the next Prime Minister, and there's a range of other markets available on the William Hill website or on the app. And Andy, thanks for being with us on William Hill Radio.
A pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.